For months now, the news from Afghanistan has been about more U.S. casualties, more civilian deaths, and more insurgent attacks. Well, now U.S. intelligence agencies are reportedly putting together a new and very bleak assessment of the situation in Afghanistan. The World's Matthew Bell reports.
Intelligence officials from all of the major U.S. spy agencies are working on an updated National Intelligence Estimate, or NIE, for Afghanistan. A story in today's New York Times quotes unnamed American officials familiar with the classified document. The bottom line, Afghanistan is in a, quote, downward spiral. White House spokeswoman Dana Perino today would not comment on the NIE because it's not complete, but she did say this.
I don't think it should come as a surprise to anybody that things are tough in Afghanistan right now. We have been saying that for a while. The purpose of what we're working on right now is to put Afghanistan on the right footing for long-term success.
One thing standing in the way of that long-term success, the increasingly sophisticated attacks by militants based across the border in Pakistan. Charles Dunbar ran the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan during the 1980s. Dunbar says the rise in cross-border attacks is a problem not just for the U.S. government, but for the governments of Afghanistan and Pakistan as well.
It's quite clear that the Pakistanis would like to see the cross-border insurgency stop, but they don't know how to do it. The Afghans would like to see it stop, and of course it's very easy for them to say, well, just go fix things with Pakistan and all will be well. But it's very, very difficult to fix things with Pakistan in military terms.
What Dunbar is calling for is a greater emphasis on economic and political efforts in the border regions. That plea for a flexible, multifaceted approach just got a high-powered endorsement. The former top U.S. commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, is taking over as the head of Central Command, which oversees U.S. operations in Afghanistan as well. During a speech in Washington yesterday, Petraeus said that some of the things that worked in Iraq just might work in Afghanistan, such as talking to U.S. enemies. The usefulness of talking to America's enemies has come up again and again on the U.S. presidential campaign trail, and Petraeus said he wanted to stay out of that minefield, but he strongly suggested that it might be beneficial to begin talks with leaders of the Taliban.
I do think you have to talk to enemies. I mean, again, you got to set things up. You got to know who you're talking to. You got to have your objectives straight, all the rest of this stuff. I mean, so I'm not trying to, again, get into the middle of domestic politics. But, I mean, what we did do in Iraq, ultimately, was sit down with some of those that were shooting at us. The key there is making sure that all of that is done in complete coordination with complete support of the Afghan government and with President Karzai.
Petraeus added that the Afghan government is already talking to the Taliban. Former CIA officer Bruce Rydell says opening up a channel for talks with the Taliban is probably a good idea. He says the aim would be to split the movement by luring fighters away from the hardcore militants under the Taliban leader Mullah Omar. But Rydell says he's skeptical about the chances of success in those talks.
Especially when momentum in Afghanistan is with the Taliban and not with us.
Rydell says Omar issued a recent statement that shows what U.S. negotiators would encounter if they do negotiate with the Taliban leader. Omar's statement said Taliban militants would guarantee the safety of American troops if they pull out of Afghanistan. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.